Hello, everybody. How are you? Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us today. I really appreciate today. We have two very special guests. The first guest is Miss Mandy, who wrote the song that last week we talked about called My Hero. So before we play her song, she's going to do a little bit of introduction on her song. And then my second guest is Serena Matthew. So first, I'm just going to let Mandy tell us a little bit about her song called My Hero. Mandy, please share with us your inspiration.
Okay. Well, I am a high school biology teacher, and I'm also a musician. I've been a musician my whole life, and I've only been writing songs for about 3 years, though. And this song is about a couple getting through a deployment. The inspiration for the song came through a few different ways. As a high school teacher for military students, I've seen the struggles of their families and how they really have to support each other through their deployment. And it really affects everyone in the family, but there's often a deep respect that forms because of these sacrifices. And I also had my own experience with the deployment when my husband, who was my fiancé at the time, who was deployed to Iraq for a year, and I quickly developed an even greater respect for what the military families go through when I went through that myself. And after this experience, I saw firsthand just how much we rely on each other to get through these situations. And so I wanted my song to show that not only are our soldiers great heroes, but so are the families that provide the support back home. And so it's written as a duet, with the first verse sung by the wife and the second verse sung by the deployed husband. However, I didn't have a guy to sing it with me when I recorded it. So it's kind of still a work in progress, but I think it's a tribute to those special families that continue to sacrifice and support our country. And that's it.
Thank you, Mandy. And here is the song.
Thank you.
Wow, that was amazing and so beautiful. Okay, all right, back on track. So today's guest we have is Ms. Serena. So for the month of May, we are focusing on the month of miracle, the month of being a military and paying tribute to military mothers and paying a tribute to all the magic moments that all of our heroes bring forth to the military. So, Serena, are you there with us?
Yes, I'm here, Kim. How are you?
Good. Thank you. So, Serena, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am the wife of a retired Army soldier, and I'm also a civilian working for the Department of Defense, stationed here overseas in the capacity as a psychotherapist for one of our military communities in the Department of Mental Health.
Thank you. And also, Ms. Serena just won an award for the Civilian of the Year for the Armed Force. Pretty amazing woman and mother. So, Serena, tell us a little bit about what is your definition of compassion, because this is a show about amazing women doing amazing and extraordinary things that we want to bring light to the world besides what you normally hear in the news. You know, these are just amazing stories. So tell us, what is compassion for you?
For me, compassion goes far beyond me. It's far beyond myself, and I can kind of quote from scripture that compassion is patient, it's kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It's not proud. It's not rude. It always trusts. It always hopes. And it never, ever, ever fails. To me, that is compassion. It's so far beyond yourself. And it's never ending. It's never ending. It's eternal. To me, compassion is eternal. And it's giving.
Mm-hmm.
It's giving. It's giving of yourself. It's being available. And it's giving without any desire or expectation
mm-hmm.
of any type of reciprocity.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, is compassion.
And so a compassion dakini, and the dakini is like a pulse that sets a vibration to bring more of women, bring more of mothers, bring more of military, women of war, mothers of the military, the friends of freedom, the sister of the soul. So with your experience and your background of being so wise, what advice can you give to the future kids who are getting into the military? What are the future advice that you could give to young women who is trying to find themselves, and how can they give? They don't even know how to give to themselves. So what advice can you share with us?
I want to say that, first of all, one of the things that I think we as women have a tendency of doing, I think that we are just nurturers by nature. I think that we are created to bear and to produce and to reproduce and to take care of others. But I think it is so important that we not fail, and that we recognize the importance, the intrinsic value of self-care, of being sure that we take care of ourselves, because if there is no us, there is no role. There is no role as mother. There is no role as wife. There is no role as friend. There is no role as sister. There is no role as women if we don't take care of ourselves. So if I am not ensuring that I am at my best, and this is mind, body, spirit, and all of those various domains, then what good am I going to be in any capacity? How can I give if I'm not taking care of myself? So I think that's one of the key things is to recognize that it's not necessarily selfish. It's actually paramount. I mean, it's just so important. It's extremely important. It's critical and crucial to our role, our various roles, our various hats, our multiple hats that we wear, that we make that time and that we recognize the importance of it and that we not feel that it's robbery. That we see that it's vital and it's crucial that we take care of ourselves.
Hallelujah. So, ladies and gentlemen, last week, as I was mentioning in the show and how excited I was about speaking on this Body, Mind, Spirit symposium for the first time ever that we've ever had it here in Europe. So, and Serena is actually the catalyst that begins it all, and she is the one that inspired many, many women to start the symposium and start opening up opportunities for self-care. So tell us a little bit about your experience about, you know, the first symposium and what inspired you to do it. And if you could have all the money in the world and if you get to be elected, you know, to become the person that represents the mother, the friends, and the sister of the military, what would you like to see? What would you want to create? What would your passion be?
I would want to create a forum, a platform, an opportunity, an event, an encounter that would foster the freedom of women, release from bondage and guilt, of feeling that if they take a moment for themselves, just a moment, that somehow they're not giving to those that they love. I hear it all the time, but I don't have time for me. My son has this, or my daughter has this, or my baby has this, or my husband has this, or my parents have this, or my grandparents have that, but I just can't do this for myself. I've been guilty of that very, very thing. I can remember when my husband and I first got married, and I came from very extremely humble beginnings. I have to say that. I do want to give honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life, and that's really the foundation. That's really everything that I build up on. Anything that I say, anything that I am, anything that I do is not of my own accord. It's all because of the grace and the mercy that has been extended upon me and upon my life. And that's what I believe. That's just my belief, and that's my core foundation. So from that, I can say that I truly have learned, you know, through the things that I've suffered, that it is a blessing, much more of a blessing to give than it is a blessing to receive. And so with that, I have to give myself permission to take care of myself and to consider myself as being valuable and being important enough for that consideration. So if I had all of the money in the world, Kim, uh-huh, I would provide this oasis.
Uh-huh.
Of freedom, of all inclusive, no holds bar, just this immaculate, awesome experience for women who nurture to have a moment, just a moment in time, where they're able to be pampered from head to toe, where they're able to go to a place that they've never, ever gone before. And after this encounter, the takeaway message for them would be, I am worth it. I matter. I must take care of myself. If I had all of the money in the world, that's what I would do. That's what I would do. I would first of all pray and ask for God's divine wisdom, his guidance, you know, in showing me, you know, and giving me specific instructions and directions on how to pull together this awesome, miraculous spiritual encounter for all women, irregardless to their socioeconomic background, irregardless to their nationality, their race, all women to be able to partake in recognizing the critical need for us to put ourselves as a priority. Because we're nurturers, we give and we give and we give, but we must also recognize that we have to be revived. We do. We have to be revived, revitalized, that we matter. You can't just give, 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 and give, and give, and not be attentive to the source of which is doing all of the giving. Yes, I put the Lord first, but he has also given me wisdom and insight. And everything that I'm telling you is really coming from what he has shown to me. Because there was a time where my husband would say when I would come in the house and I'd be so excited, all my bills, you know, I was able to kind of get them paid. And then because I've always been so frugal, I'd come in the house and I have everything for my house. I have things for my kids. I even have things for him. I'll never forget my husband used to say, baby, you got something for me? You're always getting stuff for the house. You got stuff for the kids. Why don't you ever do anything for yourself? And it was just not something that I was accustomed to. It was just, I mean, I've just never really, at that time, I just, you know, things have changed. But at that time, I don't know, I felt, it wasn't that I didn't feel that I deserved it, but I think that I felt somehow that my family was more important. It wasn't that I didn't feel that I didn't matter, but I somehow felt that, you know, I don't know. They were a priority. They meant more. They deserved more. They needed more. And I somehow had this misconception that it would be selfish of me to go and get my hair done or go and get my nails done or go and get a massage or go to the spa or go to the to take a yoga class.
So that being said, Serena, if I could just ask you a really quick question here. So, you know, Mother's Day is right around the corner, right? And and you are a mother yourself. So what would be, like, a great mother's gift that women in the military could ask for themselves? What would be, what do you suggest?
A timeout. A huge, I mean, you know what? Pamper the mother. Honor the mother. Cherish the mother. Validate the mother. Confirm the mother. Acknowledge the show compassion to. Homage, if you will, the mother.
How do we do that?
You do it by showing compassion, by love. First of all, what works for me, Kim, may not necessarily work for you. So I think that when we dwell together with one another according to knowledge, I feel so connected to you spiritually that I could probably blow your socks off if I really wanted to. All I have to do is just simply think about you, not about me, but about you. I could bless you simply, and it wouldn't be take a lot of money. It would be something so simple based on who you are. So I think that we can be a blessing to our mothers by really taking the edge off. Stop focusing so much on cost and really the Mother's Day theme. I mean, it's not even about Mother's Day. Every day, mothers should be honored. I'm grateful mm-hmm. that we set aside this one day. But my uh-huh. thought is that, you know, if you love your mother,
uh-huh.
if you love this woman, whoever you are, be it husband, be it daughter, be it brother, be it sister, sibling, niece, nephew, uh-huh. aunt, grandchild, if you know this person, bless them based on your knowledge of who they are.
Uh-huh.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
I could tell you all the things that I could tell you all the things that move me. I could tell you what I like and what I love, but that may not necessarily work for the next mother. You know what I mean? We're all different. We're not, you know, formed of a cookie cutter. There's a scripture that says we are fearfully and marvelously made.
That's you're making me like I'm about to cry, Serena, because everything you say is so ringing true, and everything that you express from your love and your compassion is like, I am so grateful for you. I'm so grateful for you, Serena. You don't know how grateful I am. And I'm so grateful that I have this opportunity to create this place for you to just to share your wisdom and your knowledge and just bring forth that this passion that you have in making this world a better place. And you know, it's the song that was being sung was like, you're the hero, you're my hero of all the women in the military who sacrificed, the mother who sacrificed when their husband is being deployed. And Serena, you just wrapped it up, my friend. You just, sister, you just got it. You got the compassion and passion of action to actually do something. And you know what, for all the listeners out there, if you are listening to the show, it's the stories like these that and the role model that Serena represent. These are the military women. These are the military mothers. These are just amazing, amazing women. And that being said, so Serena, another one-on-one question that I have with you. You said that your grounding and your foundation is on your spirituality. So how do military women who have spouses being deployed, how do they weave in the spirituality, the body and the soul and the spirit and the mind? How do they all weave together since you are a expert in working in the mental health field?
Well, for me, again, it's there is no cookie cutter for weaving together the mind, body, and the spirit. For instance, I do yoga. I'm an African American female. I love yoga. I love the spiritual aspect of it. I'm a Christian. I had a person that told me some things that they assumed about yoga, and all I could do was just chuckle, you know, because it was based on ignorance. I believe that Jesus is Lord, He's Master, He's Savior of my life, and nothing else matters but Him. His word is a final authority, yet He connected me with yoga. There's no conflict with my faith and what I believe. That's that spirituality. It takes me in another dimension, but yet I know who I am in Him and who He is in me. I love salsa dancing, you know. And that's the body. I love turbo kick and turbo aerobics. I love to use my body and to push my body beyond exhaustion. I like to just push and push and push it to the maximum capacity. I have a fitness trainer who helps me to push myself beyond, you know, what I can fathom even in my mind. And it really is my mind that pushes my physical body. And the spirit is who I really and truly am. That's how it's all wrapped together. It's amazing. The spirit is who I am. I am not my body. I am not my clothes. I am not my shoes. I love shoes, Kim. I really do. I love shoes, but I am not my shoes. I am not my car. I am not my paycheck. I am not. I am spirit. That's who I really and truly am. And, Kim, if I fail to nurture my spirit and all I'm doing is working out and trying to, you know, to get buff and trying to cut this and cut that and trying to get fine, yet I don't nurture the spirit, then my spirit man, which is who I really and truly am, that's the real me. Because when all of everything else fades away, when everything else is gone, the spirit is really who I am. And so that's how it all connects. I grow my mind by staying fresh and current on, you know, the more recent research, you know, in terms of my field, in terms of my career and whatnot. And that's that intellectual part. That's the mental part. I read, you know, I do board games with my family. That's that intellectual part on a fun kind of level, right? And then there is the physical part. You're my yoga instructor. You teach me yoga. You take me to a whole nother level physically. So I do all of these various things, you know, the mind, the body, and then the spirit. But the spirit is who I really and truly am. That's my core. That's my core. And when I see other people, I don't see their bodies, not me. I don't look at what they have on. I mean, yeah, that's the initial thing. But what they have on is totally irrelevant to that spirit. And see, oftentimes I find myself, Kim, actually being able to see more in a person from the spiritual perspective than they can see in themselves. And it's sad in a way, but it empowers me to recognize that this is an area where I can impart possibly, you know, some level of wisdom. So I try to serve as kind of like a defibrillator, if you will. I try to pump the spirit up. I try to help a person recognize, yeah, you're fine. You got all this going on. You're buff. You know, you got your education. You got all of this. But your spirit is dead. You see? And so I don't consider myself a radical. I consider myself a very, very, very natural person with the ability to discern spiritual things, and it's a gift from God. And I don't force my beliefs on anyone. I have friends who are of all various belief systems and whatnot. But I really believe that the spirit is who we really and truly are. And the spirit, Kim, has to have a body in which to move around and function in the earth realm. Right?
Yes.
And if you're not built up in terms of your intellect, then there are things that you simply won't understand.
That's correct.
But to me, wisdom for me is more of a spiritual eye than it is a natural eye. This is a world system that we live in, but I just believe that we're really spiritual beings living in a very natural world. You understand? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that totally makes sense. Yes, it surely does. Yes. So that being said, this is the last few minutes here. So what is your last advice for, there are three types of women, okay? So just one sentence or one word for these three types of women. So the first one is a teenager who's graduating and going off to college. What one sentence, one advice would you give to a graduating senior? Serena?
Love yourself and love everyone else more than you love yourself.
Okay. Second person, single mother with three kids.
Single mother with three kids?
Yes.
Love take time for yourself. You're important. If you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of your kids. You're three-part beings, mother of three, single mother. Your mind, your body, and your spirit. But the spirit is the core. And I can speak from a personal perspective. That single mother of three, you can do all things through Christ. There is nothing that you cannot accomplish. But you cannot allow yourself to go down physically. You have to take care of your body. You cannot allow yourself to be malnourished spiritually. That's really who you are.
Okay.
And then physically, if you're not able to maintain a good temple, which houses the spirit and the mind, then how can you function? But you matter, mother of three. Mother of three, yes, there are three. And yes, you are the mother and you are single, but you're not alone. Take care of yourself. You matter.
Okay. Last person. All their kids graduated and empty nest.
All of the kids have graduated.
She's
now
is empty nest. Husband
now there
is working all the time.
Mother of an empty nest.
Yep.
Husband is working all of the time.
Yes.
Physically, you think you're alone, but you're not. You're never alone. There's your tripart beings, mother, with all of the kids gone, empty nest, father working all of, husband working all of the time. It's time for you to celebrate. You've done it. Celebrate your accomplishments. Celebrate your achievements, and celebrate you. Celebrate you, mother, empty nest. Celebrate you. Live your dreams. Live your dreams. Take care of yourself. Take care of your mind. Take care of your body. Take care of your spirit. Do those things that you think are too late. It's never too late. I challenge you, mother, empty nest, with a husband who works all of the time. There's a reason for it. Now it's your time.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Serena, thank you so much for your wisdom. Thank you so much for your joy. Thank you so much for being on the show. Just thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so very much.
You're very welcome, Kim. I'm honored. And I love you. I truly am grateful for you and
thank
for the spiritual
you.
Connection that you and I share. You're awesome. You're a gift.
Thank you. Thank
you.
You
are
thank
a gift.
Thank you very, very much. Last thing I just want to share with you and the audience that I just came across from recently. It's a poem. And it's called, we don't know who the author is, but this is the footstep for you to move forward, to find your spirituality, to find the greatness of who you truly are, which is a hero in all of us. So it's called, I am your constant companion. I am your greatest asset or heaviest burden. I will push you up to success or down to disappointment. I am at your command. Half the things you do might be just as well turn over to me, for I can do them quickly, correctly, and with profit. I am easily managed. Just be firm with me. Those who are great, I have made them great. Those who are failures, I have made them failures. I am not a machine. Through I work with the precision of a machine and intelligent of a person. You can run me for profit or you can run me to ruin. Show me how you want it done. Educate me, train me, lead me, reward me. And I will then do it automatically. I am your servant. Who am I? I am your habit. So mothers out there, habits, choices that we make is a foundation of it all. So if you have a habit, you have, that's your servant, and your servant is to train good, to do good, to be good. That's all you have to do. You could be great. You could be the light. You could be the compassion of all. It's all begin with a habit. So habit forms thoughts. Thoughts form action. Action, passion with action is compassion. So begin now. Let this show let you open the door of compassion, action from a beautiful place, which is your heart. You are the hero of all of us. So just be. No more trying. Just be. So that's my last farewell. And just to let you know that thank you so much for the month of May. It's about magic moments, it's about sharing miracles, and it's about welcoming all the military out there. So if you love the show, you like it, I will send you a link and pass it on. Do good, change the world. It all begins with you and only you. So thank you so much, Serena, for being on the show and sharing just your whole self and your spirit with us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So I will see you in yoga, and I will talk to you later. And for the East Coast people, have a great evening. For the West Coast, have a wonderful afternoon. And for the people in Europe, have a good night. And I will see you tomorrow.
Good night,
Kim. Thank you, Serena.
Bye.
Bye.